Welcome to the Adonis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Gavin Renison. And he shadowed one of our contests, sent in some really good pictures. They're on the blog if you want to go check them out. And so, due to popular demand, I've had a few people say we should interview Gavin, and you sent me some pics. And Vaslav mentioned it too. So, welcome to the podcast, and let's just get started how we normally do. So, how'd you find us?
Okay, thanks for having me on then, John. Basically, it was, I think, May or June of last year. That's when I first stumbled across, I think I was on Facebook or something, I can't exactly remember. I was on Facebook and I saw the little picture, a cartoon guy, I think it looks like Brad Howard or something. And just clicked on it, and it was all about this one weird Greek trick to get in the body of your dreams, or something was the tagline. Anyway, I clicked on it. Led me to the blog, and just started reading up really I put my shoulder circumference in my waist size, and I thought, oh well, this is quite interesting, you know. And I just got into it, and then I just noticed all the free podcasts were there, so I just got into listening to those. Now, I never actually bought into the workouts at that point. I was just kind of doing my own thing at the gym, just kind of freewheeling it myself, and not really following any workout at all.
Okay, but, so how old are you?
I'm 32.
And how long have you been training?
Well, I didn't pick up a weight until I was 25. So now I know that I've just kind of missed out on all the best years.
And all the juvenile muscle growth.
Yeah, I know. It's bad now I know this. But anyway, I started training at 25, but I haven't really had 7 years solid training.
Yeah, a lot of people are the same. They're on and off.
Yeah, but over 7 years, I've probably maybe had four. 4 years out of the last seven.
I see what you're saying. And you're just freestyling it? You're just going off of what? Like magazines, whatever?
Yep. I'm not even following that so much. I mean, I was literally just kind of making it up as I went along.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew, you know.
Okay, you're making it up, but you got to have some philosophy behind it, no? Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, back then I was thinking, well, I've got to train all my body throughout the week. So I just did the classic splitting it up over 3 or 4 days, you know.
Yeah.
Or chest, triceps, whatever, back, shoulders. And did that sort of thing, and I was just, it was all about every week I've got to try and pick my weight up, you know. Just trying to increase my weights every week, and it was okay, and I got into it and I started seeing some results there. And I fell into the bulking thing mid-20s. I think I sent you some pictures.
You tried to gain by eating, eh?
Yeah, I did the whole, yeah. I was reading up on it. I was thinking, you know, 6 meals a day. I planned it all out perfectly, you know. I did it all with a portion of carbs, portion of protein, and vegetables at every meal, and then healthy snacks in between, and all it did was get me fat, because I was nearly 200 pounds at one point.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10", and what's your weight in these pics?
I don't actually own any scales.
Oh, you don't even know?
No, I did jump on a pair of scales that day. Now, how accurate they were, I don't know, but I was 166 or 7.
In these pics?
Yeah.
And then you were all the way up to 200 when you were trying to bulk?
Yeah, and back then...
You must have been fat. Like, we got to get... I know you sent me some pics, but we got to be sure. We got to get some of these up for sure.
Fortunately, because I was obviously quite camera shy.
Oh, you were just staying. I'm looking at one of the group picks, but I don't even know which one is you. Anyways, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. There's one I went still in the end there in a vest. I was pretty chubby. But I had a bit of muscle there as well, because I've done a bit of training. But I just thought, you know, like most people, I thought, oh, most of this is muscle. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're telling yourself the story, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny because it was all... so planned out, like I say, all the meals are planned out. I was strict going to the gym, and it was so, like, the approach was so, I thought, was so planned out, and the results were so messy. But like, versus now, where every day when I'm eating, it's all so haphazard, and I just eat when I want, and I just know what I have to eat. And now I'm following a workout, I just end up looking completely different, you know, to how I used to. Just cause
that's an interesting thought, because I never considered what you just said. I've never even thought of it that way, that in the old bodybuilding style, the diet seems to be so strict, and then you would guess that your results would be just as linear sort of thing, like with a strict daily routine. But instead, because I'm assuming you do an AGD style, right? Just keep your calories in control and eat whatever you want?
Yep, just eat whatever.
And that seems so freewheeling, but you end up with these very linear results.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and it was all, you know, what they
Now
were.
that now does that okay, so tell me this, does that disconnect feel like, does it almost feel like that shouldn't work?
What, the way I eat now?
Well, okay, so you came from a pattern that was strict. The eating lifestyle was strict, but the results just ended up, like, you didn't get this kind of linear progression in results, so you ended up getting basically fat.
Yeah, I
And
just got fat, yeah.
now you've adopted a style where the eating's quite freewheeling, but it starts producing linear result. Was that actually, did you like, okay, this can't work? Like, were you thinking that?
When I started this way,
Yeah.
no, because by this point I'm a bit older, so it was last year, so I'm like 31, a bit more sensible, and it just did make sense.
Oh, I
I like
see.
I knew I wasn't going to get stupidly huge. I didn't want to be, and I knew I never could be. I knew it takes other means to get like that, but I knew there was a way of attacking this lifestyle without it completely taking over all, you know. Because I was weighing food out. I wasn't even touching chocolate and sweets and stuff back then. That was all, you know, potatoes and, you know, pasta and all this. I
That's
didn't
just
even.
that just sounds like misery.
I was, yeah. And then it was misery coming down because it took me 4 months to get back down. Because I did cut. Actually, I did look okay. Because when I got to my biggest, we work in, like, you guys say pounds. We work in like stones and pounds.
Oh, right, yeah.
14 stone. And then I came down to just under 12 stone, which is about the weight in my pictures. Only back then, when I did it, I wasn't quite as muscular because, you know, not as much training experience.
Yeah, I
So
gotcha.
I looked okay, but it took me 4 months to get it all off again. And it was miserable. But then, you know, between then and now, I really didn't dedicate myself to training much at all. Then again, now and again, I'd go to the gym and quit after a while, and it just never really kind of took off until, you know, a couple of years ago, really.
Okay, so you're listening to our stuff. When is there like a particular podcast or a particular post that makes you think I'm going to do this?
Yeah, all your older ones. All your ones from like 2010, and
Oh,
the
what?
one you really go into the basically the ones where you just give away the whole secret of it all. You know what I mean? The ones that where you
Yeah.
can listen for free.
Yeah.
But I just got really into those. I listened to a few of them a few times.
The ones where it's just me and Howard, and we're just sort of going back and forth.
Yeah, they were the ones from a few years ago. Yeah. Where you're just talking about there is no other way of doing this other than, you know, persistence and patience and the energy you're taking via food, you know, relates to how your body looks. And I thought, well, that's just so obvious. But, you know, if you want to look good and you have a bit of fat to lose, get rid of that little bit of fat and then just maintain at that, but just be consistent at the gym, because that's really what it's all about, that plus time.
Yeah, for bang for your buck, like if you think of like effort put out versus results, stripping off some fat's always gonna win over trying to build more muscle. Like no matter, like from a look, from the final look, like even if a guy has like very limited muscle, he's still gonna look better lean
Absolutely, yeah.
than trying to like bulk up. Like bulking could just be the, it produces so much of the, it just goes the wrong direction every which way you can think of it. So
It's all marketing stuff, isn't it? Just to sell people products and then get them to buy other products to get rid of it again.
well, I don't, no, I think marketing follows what people want. Guys want to be bigger. So the marketing, just, all markets, no market dictates to you what you want. It just responds to what you want. Guys want to be bigger. The trick is, guys want to be bigger than they can be without drugs. Bigger than they can be without, yeah. So they, the market's like, oh, like people in the supplement industry and people selling, they know that. They, most of them know, like, oh man, our customers want to be way bigger than they could ever be. So the market tries to tell, to give them some sort of answer that is going to get them to this unrealistic idea. Like every supplement manufacturer knows that guys are striving to be steroid-induced big, or at least the models they're looking at are that big, and they know their supplements can't get them there. I mean, a supplement can help, like, you know, but not in your mind's eye. You're picturing a much bigger, more ripped body than you just
Yeah.
don't realize how big of your target, the thing you're looking at in the magazine. He might be 195 pounds ripped, whereas like in your pictures you came out in the 160s, and I think you look great, but like it, you got to go through this, you have to go through this whole process to realize, oh, what was I thinking? There's no way I'm going to be 190 pounds ripped. Like, but you don't
Yeah.
know that until you go through the process.
That's right, yeah. You think it's so much
But
nearer.
along the way, if you don't get into the condition you got into and don't do the photo shoot the way you did, you'll never know that. So you'll be striving for this 100 and 200 pound body like you got to 200 pounds. And you're like, well, this isn't what I thought 200 pounds would look like. And
No.
you don't know. You don't realize you're 30 pounds heavier than you need to be.
Yeah,
And
I was
that
30
you'll look
pounds.
bigger, better, leaner, like all of that stuff at a much lighter weight. So the guys get caught in the whole, like, well, wait a minute, what's the answer? Am I not big enough? And all this other stuff. So I don't think the market is forcing that upon guys. I think guys are think that the guys are just want to be big. They don't realize what they don't realize that they don't need to be that big. So the market's like, well, okay, well, we'll sell you stuff to get bigger because you think you need to be bigger. They're not gonna. It'd be really bad to market a supplement that says this will make you lighter. Like no guy would take that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
it's a
I
bit of
was
a learning.
I was 30 pounds over, and I just thought I didn't. Coming down, I thought, oh, this won't take long. But there's so much more there than you think. There's so much
Isn't there?
more weight.
And even in your pictures, like you were saying before we started recording, you're like, ah, I could have been tighter, right?
Yeah, and in the past, I've never got any photographic evidence of it, but I've been in the 150s over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But again, this is before, like I was working out when I started working out when I moved back to my hometown about 2.5 years ago, and I thought, right, I'm going to commit to this. This is
Yeah.
just before I found you guys, and I've been going for about a year at the gym before I found you guys, but I didn't know about the ideal waist size, and so I just thought, okay, I'm just going to get ripped, and I dieted right down, and I was 11 and a half stone, so that's somewhere, I don't know, somewhere in the mid 150s or high 150, and my waist was something like 30, and that's way too, it's too slim for me.
Oh,
Like
you're
I
just.
didn't even maintain it for more than like a couple of
Yeah,
weeks.
you were just under all over. What's your ratio here? Your AI ratio here?
My waist is about a quarter inch under the golden for the pictures, so I'm about 31 inch
Well,
waist.
let's just a quarter inch. That's basically right on. Like that's.
It is pretty much, but to be honest, I'll just say that that's not as tight as I am day to day. I might
Sure,
come up a
that's.
couple of pounds. Do you know what I mean? A
Oh,
couple of pounds.
yeah. And then your shoulders?
My shoulders are last time, because I don't measure very often, because I know how painfully slow this all takes to
Yeah.
do. So I don't do it too often as to not get too discouraged. So the last time I measured, I had a good 2 inches to build on my shoulders still.
Even at these pictures?
Yeah.
You know, so you look great in these pictures. So, I mean, yeah. I think you can
My
get there. I
back's
think
really
you can.
good. It's my chest and my delts that are that need bringing up a bit. So
Yeah, but I mean, looking at your picture, it's not. It
it's not
doesn't.
a bad thing. It's not a
No.
bad look. I mean, even though you could say, oh well, you could drop the waist a bit more to get the shoulders looking better, but then I can't maintain a smaller waist.
No, that's. Yeah, see. So, no, because. I see, there's the difference between a golden ratio and the golden ratio. So, I mean, some guys get a tiny, tiny waist, and then they end up with a 1.6 ratio up, but. That's not the point. The point's to have the waist that matches your height, which is what you have. So now it's just a little bit more consistency. And
Yeah,
not even
and I don't
consistency,
know,
it's
the nearer you get, the slower it takes.
it's just
So
time spent on building the upper body up, that's all.
yeah, and even if you don't get there, I mean, if I can get within an inch or a quarter inch of it, half an inch of it, sorry, then I'll be happy at that, and I can,
Yeah,
and
sure.
then I'll,
And I also think we forget that the shoulder measurement portion is larger and encompasses more muscle groups, so building each group up a bit can add more to that area than cutting down a little bit on the waist, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I know what you
So
mean.
if you just put a bit more size on the shoulders, a bit more thickness on the chest, and a bit more on upper back traps, a bit on each might add up to an inch on the measurement, even though each one muscle group didn't have to come up a quote a full inch, so to speak. Like you don't, theoretically, you need to add, a half inch worth. Quote worth of mass on the back, a half inch worth on the shoulders and chest, and that puts a whole inch on the whole thing, right? So
On
it's
the whole thing.
like
Yeah.
visually you're close, you're really close. So
It's
it's
not too far. It's not too far.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, these workouts have really speeded things up
Yeah.
because, like I say, I was going to the gym consistently. I'd made the decision to myself that I was going to commit to sustain in shape and working out for good now, because I'm really not happy if I'm out. I just don't. It's like a confidence thing with me. I just feel so much better. And
Oh,
then
yeah.
since I found you guys, I mean, it's weird, but my arms have responded more with the way I look at myself than anything else. in the last sort of 9 months, 10 months since I've been.
Which
doing
program
Yasta.
have you been using?
Well, I started in January with 3.0. I went through that. I did all four cycles with one rage in between, and then I decided I had a week's break. Then I decided to go on to IXP, but then I quit that after 4 weeks. It was too much.
Oh, okay.
I felt like no, I don't think I was. I mean, I was just exhausted. I couldn't even get through some of the supersets. So I thought, well, maybe I'm not ready for this. So then I thought, you know, I should have done ATS first, really. So I can started ATS when I quit that. So.
And how'd that go?
I'm liking it. I'm really liking it.
Oh, you're in it
one.
Now.
Yeah, I'm in week 7 now.
That's interesting. So you found IXP more intense than ATS, because I haven't got enough feedback from people comparing them head to head. I mean, the way we don't really give a rule on which one comes first. It seems as though it makes sense to go 3.0 ATS than IXP, but you know, I guess you're kind of proof of that right now.
It certainly felt too much. I mean, like I said, there was some, like, I don't know what the supersets were. It was some pulley rows straight into pull-ups, and I couldn't even get through 8 pull-ups. I mean, I don't know what it was. Maybe I was just physically tired at that time. I don't know. But
also, you have to scale the weight, right? Like, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, there are instructions in there. You could get to the point where it's just, you have to remind yourself in that one the weight's going to come way down.
Yeah, I'm finding this with ATS as well, because
yep.
It's a lot of supers, so it comes way down.
There's other programs where the weight is way up. Like, if you switch to MBF after this, it's just all heavy, heavy, heavy. But
yeah, I was thinking about doing that after.
Yeah, do that after this one. Do that after this one. But again, and same with 3.0. There's cycles in 3.0 where you can go nice and heavy, but it's not always pertinent to lift like in the 5 to 8 rep range. I mean, it makes sense to back off, but especially at your age now, you're in your 30s, it's just, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to handle the heavy weights without breaking down.
Yeah, and I'm finding that too.
Anything in these, any of the rep ranges in any of the programs, it's enough to stimulate. It's enough. And I think guys have to get it out of their head that they have to lift, like, they have to be on the edge of passing out. Like, it just doesn't have to be that way. No.
Yeah. The nearest I've ever approached to that kind of feeling was strength endurance, because it was the first time I followed anything. Like, I've never followed any workout program. And I think that's why I responded quite well, because it was quite a lot of volume going straight into strength endurance in January. Mm. I was like, what the hell? This is a lot of work, that more than I was doing before.
Yeah, but that's lightweight too, strength endurance.
It's what, sorry?
It's lighter weight in that phase.
Oh, yeah, it's lighter weight, yeah. And I really enjoyed that one. Like, I enjoyed it. It was a good pain, you know.
Yeah,
I just felt great after those workouts.
Yeah. So do you didn't have any bias towards trying to lift heavier and heavier?
No, not now I've taken on doing your stuff. Not like before, because I used to just stagnate on weights all the time, and I just think, why can't I just lift more? But I lifted this last week. Surely I'm a bit stronger this week, and I just got a bit frustrated. That's why I was just kind of searching for the work, something to follow.
The slope of that line flattens itself out too. We can't just get stronger and stronger and stronger forever. Then after a while, it becomes the quality of how hard you can squeeze during the contract. Like, there's so many more things to training than just lifting.
Yeah. Well, since starting ATS, I'm definitely focusing more on the form now, because the weights have to come down, even for the different rep ranges, compared to what I was doing in strength and power.
Yep.
I'm not lifting as heavy weights for those rep ranges, but because a lot of it's supersets, I just really take my time. And I mean, there are quite long workouts, actually, about an hour and a half. But, you know, it's good. I just feel like better quality workouts now. And now I can concentrate on the form and stuff so much more.
Well, and the form matters, So it's some of it is designed to force you to think of your form. ATS specifically, like the slower rep ranges, the ones where you have to think about it.
Oh, the tempo ones.
Yeah, the tempo ones, it was on purpose. Like, that's to really force you to think of your form and get it out of your head that all you're doing is moving weights through space. So
because you're constantly counting all the time. And every rep actually, you think about every one in your head.
Whereas
the other ones, you just kind of just, oh, God, just get this workout out of the way and I'll just blast things out and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a different
mindset. So it's the idea that, and then hopefully that sticks over time. Like
through
the other workouts, you gotta, and it's easy. It's easy to get your head out of that and to start thinking, just move the weight again. and not think from the muscle, because it's besides the actual body being exhausted, your mind becomes exhausted from thinking of contracting. Like it's like,
Yes,
oh, I don't want to think about the next contraction. I think that's partly why we get sloppy and just move the weight.
I think that's right,
Well, I mean, you did a great job here. What's the plan moving forward?
Moving forward, well, I'm going to finish up ATS, and then it was going to be another go at IXP, but I think MBF might be one to go for, just because it really, when I first read it, I thought, okay, it's probably a beginner's program. I've been going to the gym for a while. Like most guys, a lot of guys skip it and just go straight to 3.0. But the more I'm around on the forums and people are talking about how actually hard it really is, it just seems like a good one to go for. So
Yeah, I mean,
anything, just
go
to
ahead.
follow a program, I'm just gonna, as long as it keeps changing and keeps me interested, then
Yeah,
that's
and
good.
that's kind of, even though it sort of sounds like it's the first level, but anyone can do it. It's just the intensity you bring to it. Like, if you do it well, it's any workout's gonna, like, any of them can fit in kind of anywhere. Plus, it gets away from a lot of the supersetting from ATS and IXP, so it might be a good one to fit in between the two.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of workouts to go at once I'm through that. And there's no harm in doing, 3.0 again at some point, or just doing, part of it, or, 4 weeks of it. Like you say, Lego blocking it
Yeah,
together and
from now,
stuff.
yeah, at this point, once you've gone through each one in its entirety, then you can start Lego blocking. It'd probably take you at least till next year till you've done them all once.
Well, there you go. That's another good photo opportunity next year, isn't
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you gonna do that? You gonna try to do like one of these a year sort of thing?
it? Yeah, I mean, some people do it every 3 months, 6 months, but I think a year from when I did my last one, maybe next summer, I'll do one, see, and then compare the pictures. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think so. It keeps you honest. You can only stray so far knowing that you have a shoot coming up in a certain number of months.
That's right. Absolutely.
And
It's
well, I guess we never really touched on diet. Like, what did you actually?
right. For what for the shoot or how I eat now or
Well, the shoot and then after.
well for the shoot
Not like specifically, but did you had a bit of fat to strip off or no?
yes I did. I don't think I got any more than about 2 or 3 pounds, but again, I don't weigh myself. To be honest, I know I don't even measure my waist anymore because I used to do it so often when I first, started, taking my measurements and stuff. But I know what each measurement kind of looks like and feels like. And if I just kind of pinch myself, I know how far away I am. And it's weird. It's just kind of on the head. So
So
I figured
how
I'd.
long did you measure until that till you got to the eyeball and you're like, ah, I don't need to measure anymore? 'Cause that happens to
How long,
people.
sorry?
Well, like how many weeks or months of measuring until you're like, oh, I got this, I don't measure anymore. Was it like did you have to go through the photo shoot to get to that level?
No, I stopped measuring my waist after about 6 months. So I reckon by it's almost like it's like 10, it's been like 10 months now since I've been regularly, taking my waist measurement, because it kind of doesn't change because of the way I eat. It just doesn't really go anywhere. I know that, I know when I've got too light and I've lost too much weight, and then I'll quickly just start eating a bit more because if I push it too far, I'll bounce back up too far. So, it just kind of stays stagnant now. I think it stays at about 31 and a half, so about half an inch above what it was for the pictures. And that's more comfortable day to day. It's easier. Now we're heading into the winter. There's no need for me to walk around with nothing, no shirt on or anything. So it doesn't really matter. You can't really tell in clothes. I just look like exactly the same. So I knew I had a couple of pounds to lose. So I just started eating less, and that was it. I mean, I didn't count the calories. I know what I eat from day to day, so it's just a little bit less
Did you
here.
ever count calories, or did you just take what you normally eat and just go less of it?
Well, once I figured out the, or once I realized the AGD approach to eating, I figured, oh, well, this is great. I can eat anything I want, and I started bringing in different foods that I wasn't touching. More treats and stuff, and I figured I got an eyeball of what each food would be, and I was counting calories for a little while, and because I've got a really active job, I can actually, I'm 10, I can actually eat close to 3,000 from Monday to Friday and actually just maintain where I am. Okay. And if I try and eat 23, 24, I can lose weight eating that much.
That's pretty good. I'm sure most people listening are jealous.
Yeah, well, there's good and bad sides because, you know, having a physical job, it kind of, it just tires you out a little bit for your workouts. You're not quite as rested as what someone in an office job would be. You know, yep. You know, I'm not always 100% off the workouts. Mm. But, you know, that's just the way. It's just the plus and the
Yeah, I mean, if that's if those are the cards you're dealt, that's just you just have to work with it. Yep.
The plus side is I can eat a little bit more.
Yeah.
So for the 2 weeks before the shoot, I just I was eating like 2,400 calories, and then but not bringing it up on the weekend, just making it all the whole 2 weeks just that amount, and then I just kind of dropped down. I just dropped down a little bit, and then actually it's really quite handy because like a few days before my shoot, Alan Elliott put up that post about the preparation. Uh-huh. It just came up contest, you see, and I just took a few of his hints off there. I cut my water 24 hours before and just sipped water throughout the day of the shoot, because the shoot was like 6 p.m. I was something like 16 hours fasted after shoot. I was just sipping water all day, and then I just had a banana, like half, did some push-ups.
Did you find that water manipulation worked, helped? Like, kind of, did you pay attention, or what do you think?
I didn't do the whole loading thing. I didn't think I was lean enough for the whole loading and then getting things to work. And I just wanted to keep it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
So, I just cut the water, like, a day before, like, the night before.
Oh, is that all? Okay, yeah.
Like 24 hours before. And then just sipped it. I think I went through not even 1 liter, like maybe half a liter in the 24 hours leading up. And then I definitely looked better when I turned up for the shoot than what I did the night before. I was kind of panicking a little bit. I was thinking, oh God, have I, you know, done enough here? But it turned out okay.
Yeah, it looks. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You don't have to go crazy.
I wasn't on stage or anything. It's not the end of the world. If it's not, you know. If it was, you know, I paid for the shoot, and if it wasn't great and I didn't submit pictures, you know, it's not, you know,
yeah.
More chances. So.
Yeah, I think some people get a little out of hand with it. It's,
yeah.
It's interesting to give it a try once just to see, but what really that does is prove to you whether or not it matters. Like, some people hold more water than others, so it might make a bigger difference. And like you said, depending on how lean you are, it may not have much of an effect at all. So it's kind of... You just have to sort of see it once on yourself to see if it matters.
That's right, yeah. And I knew that I was just slightly under my golden waist, so I knew I was kind of, you know, pretty lean. So yeah. I knew it might do something, and it wasn't going to, you know, kill me to try it. So
yeah.
I just did it, just as an extra sort of thing to do. But.
Well, I mean, looks good. Everything seemed to come together. So what's your advice to other people listening?
Well... Just keep everything simple, like I was just explaining with the preparation for the shoot. You don't have to rejig your whole life around all of it. You know, there's a way to eat. You can eat what you want. Keep it within your boundaries, like you said. Know what your boundaries are, or get to learn what your boundaries are, and live within them, and just be consistent. That's the main thing. And if you've got some weight to lose, it sucks losing it, but just get it off. And then you don't ever have to go on a diet again. That's the good news at the end. You don't ever have to go on a diet again, because of the way there is a way and means around it and to live around it. You just gotta know your limits and stick with the program. It's given me great results in the last 10 months now. So I definitely look a lot better than I did 10 months ago. It's I mean, I looked okay 10 months ago, but you know. This program is really doing what it says on the tin, as they say.
Yep. So
it does work, but you've got to really push it. I mean, you know, not every workout's going to be 100%, but you've got to get it. You're all for that day when you're in the gym. Yeah. You just got to.
You take the good with the bad, but just keep pushing through.
Yeah. You can have days when you walk out of the gym and think, oh, that's kind of a waste of time. It's like a half-assed effort or whatever. But you know, if for the most part you walk. Got a gym feeling like you've achieved something, then you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's pretty good. So thanks for being on the call.
Yeah, good talking to you.
So for Gavin Renison, I'm John Barman, and that's your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast.